Boy, this is all I needed.
What is it, Neil? Another bill?
I'll say it is. Do you remember about 5 months ago I signed as guarantor for Andy Baker?
Sure, I remember.
Well, seems he's done a disappearing act, and I'm left holding the baby. $6,000 worth of baby.
What?
Here, read it for yourself.
Oh, Neil, I said at the time it was a dumb thing to do, but you wouldn't listen.
All right, okay. I know what you said at the time. But how could I refuse without insulting him? He kept on saying it was only a matter of form.
Yeah, what are we going to do? There's a pile of unpaid bills in the drawer.
Yeah,
I'm scared to look at them. We still owe the doctor for Lee's surgery, and Bobby's due for another visit to the dentist.
I know,
but
Cindy,
I
know.
But I can't take him because we haven't paid for the last visit.
It's just one thing on top of another.
Oh, we're struggling
as it is. Bad luck on top of bad luck.
How can we find an extra $6,000 on our lieutenant's pay? You will just have to write and tell him it's impossible. I mean, if we haven't got it, we can't give it to them. And even if we had, why should we? It's got nothing to do with us.
Yeah, except that I signed my name.
Then you shouldn't have signed.
But I did, right? I did.
Because you were too stubborn to listen when I told you not.
Will you lay off, Cindy? What's done is done. There's no point shouting about it.
Trouble is, I haven't shouted enough. I've kept quiet and let you make all the decisions. No, look where it's got us.
Oh.
Neil, I am sick and tired of counting out the dimes to see if I can afford a cup of coffee when I'm out buying the groceries. And I am tired of searching through 5 or 6 shelves to find the bargains and the cheapest brands. And I am tired of saying no when the kids ask for the things that their friends have.
What you really mean is that you're tired of me.
Oh, no. Oh, Neil, I'm sorry. I guess I'm tired. Well, it's kind of depressing, a letter asking for $6,000.
Come here. I should have listened to you. It's all my fault.
Suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.
Gunston Toasted are made from the best tobaccos a man can get. The finest broadleaf Virginia for that rich, rewarding, toasted taste. For quality and flavor, filter or straight, more and more men rate Gunston great. Get closer to flavor with Gunston Toasted.
Great taste in the morning,
Kellogg's.
Great taste in the morning,
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's has the great taste going to get you up and winning. Vitamins and iron to make such a fine beginning.
Kellogg's All Bran Flakes help keep you regular and healthy. But you'll love them because they taste so good. Yes, there's lots of goodness in a little Kellogg's All Bran.
Great taste in the morning,
Kellogg's.
Great taste in the morning,
Kellogg's.
Touch cleans, shines, and cares for your furniture in an instant. Touch contains special waxes to deep feed the wood and silicones to protect the surface.
Now I wipe on a shine with a rich deep glow. Just a touch and away we go.
Cobra Touch, just a touch and away you go.
Neil Howard.
Good evening, Lieutenant Howard. I have heard that you are in some financial difficulty. I have a proposition I should like to put to you.
Who's this speaking?
One name is as good as another. Call me Joe.
Joe who?
What does it matter? The important thing is that if we can come to an agreement, your money worries are over.
How do you know I have money troubles?
Oh, word dropped here, word dropped there. You'd be surprised how soon the information spreads. But as I've said, there's a way out of your difficulties, a simple way.
Look, I don't make any deals with an anonymous voice on the telephone.
Nor would I. That is why I would like to suggest a meeting. It could be very much to your advantage.
Okay, let's have a meeting. You know my telephone number, so I take it you also know my address.
I do, naturally. But I would prefer a meeting on neutral ground. Tomorrow you come off duty at 3 p.m.
How did you know that?
It is my business to know. When you come off duty, go home, change into civilian clothes, and go to the harbor. There will be a speedboat there. They're flying American. There will be a man on the boat. He will be expecting you.
There it is, the Flying American.
Jump in.
So, you're Joe.
No, he's waiting for you. He likes to conduct his discussions where there is no fear of being overheard.
Joe.
Hello. I'm glad the noise is stopped. It frightens the fish. Fishing is one of my favorite pastimes, Lieutenant Howard. So restful, don't you think?
Look, you didn't bring me out here to talk about fishing. You the man who telephoned me?
Yes, I am the man.
Okay, then. Joe, what's this all about?
Money. It is all about money, which I am prepared to offer in return for a small service.
What kind of small service?
Your work in the naval base. You have access to certain information, such as a complete list of the personnel employed there.
Why would you want a list of our personnel?
I have my reasons. But for you, it would not be a difficult task, nor in any way dangerous. If you will agree to my proposal and bring me the list I ask for, I will hand over to you the sum of $2,000.
$2,000?
More than a fair price, I think. But then, I am always willing to pay for something I want.
I would have to think about it.
Take your time. I will go on with my fishing while you make up your mind. Though, I confess I cannot understand why you hesitate to avail yourself of so generous an offer.
I'm not quite sure myself. Well, it couldn't do any harm. There's no way a list of personnel could be, well, used.
Whereas $2,000 could be by you. It would help to clear off some of your debts, relieve the pressure.
How come you know so much about me?
I have already answered your question on the telephone. People talk, one hears things. And it seemed to me that you would find $2,000 very acceptable.
I sure would. A list of personnel. You could find it out just by watching people coming in and out.
Yes. Anyone could.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, I'll do it. It's a deal.
Although my request is an innocent one, it might be misconstrued if some suspicious person saw you hand over a typed document. So to obviate any unpleasantness, when you have the completed list, put it into a metal box like this one for holding bait. Then bring it down to the harbor and leave it in the speedboat. You understand?
Yeah, sure. I disguise it as fish bait and leave it in the American Flyer. And what about the $2,000?
The day after you have made your delivery, you will again come to the harbor. You will find in the speedboat a milk carton. The money will be inside.
Okay. So you get the fish bait and I get the milk.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Lieutenant Howard.
That I see you, Lieutenant Howard, immediately. The arrangements will be as before. The speedboat will be waiting for you.
Hey, just a minute. What's it all about, and why is it so urgent?
That I can only explain when I see you. Be at the harbor within the hour.
What's best for baking, delicious on fruit, so creamy in your coffee? Carnation. Carnation Double Thick Evaporated Milk. Carnation's wonderfully easy to whip, too. Tasty in puddings, so smooth in ice cream. Delicious in many exciting ways.
Carnation gives you the feeling somebody cares. Carnation cares for you.
If it's good to eat, Carnation makes it a treat. Double Thick Evaporated Milk from Carnation.
Think of the morning we'll hold your head. Think what can happen before you go back to bed. Think of your body and how you might feel. So the first thing to remember every morning is Shield.
Now you can get day-long extra freshness with Shield. Shield is the sensational sea green soap shot through with a lingering deodorant. It's in the marbling. Shield works for all of you, all over, all day.
Think of your body, how you might feel. So for day-long extra confidence all over, think of Shield.
You're listening to a bird. A bird more marvelous than any in mythology. A bird that will take you almost anywhere in the world you want to go. Direct and very swiftly. In pampered luxury, with delectable foods and entertainment on the way. A beautiful bird with sleek silver plumage and a distinctive orange tail. South African Airways. We didn't invent flying, we just perfected it.
Okay, Joe, here I am. Now, what's the problem?
To a direct question, I will give a direct answer. The problem is a new American method of tracking enemy submarines. We would very much like to share this knowledge.
Now, wait a minute. A list of personnel is one thing, but top secret information is another.
Is it? Somehow, I doubt that your superiors would make such a distinction.
What are you getting at?
Surely it is obvious, Lieutenant Howard. You have sold naval information to a... what is the official phrase? Ah, yes, to a foreign power.
I gave you a list of personnel. You didn't need me to get it.
Perhaps not. But the fact remains that you were willing to supply this information in return for a payment of $2,000. You are now on our payroll. That is how your superiors will regard the matter.
Oh, I'll deny it. I'll deny ever having seen you.
And how will you explain the $2,000? Tell them that you found it in a milk cart. Oh, come, Lieutenant, let us be realistic.
You set me up. And I was dumb enough to fall for it. And now if I don't do what you want, I'll be branded as a traitor.
The narrow-minded would regard you as such, but not intelligent man, Lieutenant. I freely admit arranging this situation, but think calmly for a moment. Think calmly. Is it right that scientific discoveries should be kept secret and used by one nation to the detriment of the rest of the world? Scientists of the world say no, it is not right. But they are in the power of politicians. And it is the politicians who are in control of your country's riches. They spend billions in the arms race and deprive the people. But they do not deprive themselves. Oh, no, they know where the profits are to be reaped, and they reap them. While you, a man serving his country, are beset with financial problems, why should you suffer? Why should your family go without when you have access to an unlimited supply of money? You will remember that at our first meeting I told you that I was willing to pay well for anything I required. And for the information regarding the submarine tracking device, I am offering you 5,000.
5,000?
5,000.
But it would still be betraying my country.
National frontiers are man-made, artificial. We all share the same planet. We are all citizens of Earth. Only an accident of birth determines what we call nationality. Did you choose to be born in America? No. Why then should that piece of earth claim your allegiance more than any other? It is sentimentality fostered by those who use you to their own advantage. I am asking you to perform a service for me. But I am prepared to pay for your services. Pay the full value.
Except that you started off by threatening.
Oh, a deliberate maneuver. To contrast the treatment you may expect from your naval superiors to the rewards I offer. Think, Lieutenant Howard, of all the years you have worked. Years. Think of your unblemished record. Yet they would disregard all this and break you. Simply because you handed over a list of names which is of no value. $5,000, Lieutenant Howard. A few more commissions of this nature, and not only will you be out of debt, but you will be able to start enjoying life.
In the last couple of days, you've suddenly turned into a chain smoker. That's about the 7th cigarette in 5 minutes.
Is it?
What's the matter, Neil? Why are you so nervous?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's just that I hate waiting. And I have an appointment to keep in another half hour. So all I can do is sit around until it's time to go.
But I thought you were going to go to the harbor to fish. At least you've left out your rod and fishing box in the hall. Aren't you going fishing?
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Well, then why are you all on edge, uptight? I thought fishing was supposed to relax you.
Work, Cindy. Will you leave it?
No, I won't leave it. I want to know what's wrong.
There's nothing wrong, okay?
Oh, come on, Neil. You're sitting there smoking yourself to death. You're as strung out as an addict needing a fix, and you tell me it's because you hate waiting and that you have an appointment. Oh, but the appointment's to go fishing in the harbor. So you're nervous because you're going fishing, hmm? Are you expecting the fish to suddenly attack or something?
I asked you to leave it, Cindy.
I don't know what's gotten into you, Neil. I haven't said anything till now because, well, first I put it down to worry over all our bills. But it's more than that. I know it is. You've been different for the last 2 or 3 weeks, as if you've had something on your mind.
You know what I've got on my mind. $6,000 that I underwrote for Andy Baker, plus all our own commitments.
No, it's not just that. I know you, Neil. There's something bothering you, something I don't know about.
I told you what the trouble is. How will you leave it?
Lieutenant Howard speaking.
Lieutenant Howard, Joe here. I am calling to tell you there is a change in plan.
Change?
What kind of a change? In the method of delivery.
Oh, you're lucky you got hold of me. I was just about ready to leave for the harbor.
You will still leave for the harbor. You will find the speedboat unmanned. You will board her. You will then sail her out of the harbor and round the point to Wichick Cove. You will beach the boat there, leaving the goods aboard.
But I don't understand. Why all these extra precautions? You think that someone suspicious?
I do not give explanations except when I deem them necessary. You have understood the instructions?
Yes. Take the boat to Wichick Cove and leave it there. But what about the second part of the deal?
Of course. The third trash basket as you walk towards the road. You will find several orange juice cartons. They will not contain orange juice.
Orange juice cartons. In the third trash basket. Okay.
So you will leave for the harbor on schedule as previously arranged, and then carry out the operation as instructed.
Okay.
And what was all that about?
Business, Cindy. Official business, not yours.
You're telling me that the Navy is sending you to Wichick Cove to go search for old orange juice cartons?
I'm not telling you anything, except to mind your own business. I've got work to do.
Work? Oh, a couple of minutes ago you were chain-smoking to calm your nerves because you were waiting to go fishing. There's something very strange going on here, and I want to know what it is.
You know better than that, Cindy. You know perfectly well that I am not allowed to come home and discuss naval business.
But this is a naval business, and we both know it. Oh, Neil, you're not getting mixed up in anything crooked, are you?
Well, thanks a lot. It's always a comfort for a man to know that his wife has faith in his honesty.
Oh, but it's not much of a comfort if a wife finds out that she's forced her husband into doing something crooked just because one day she was tired and bad-tempered and shut up her mouth about all the money they owed. Oh, there has been a difference in you in these past weeks, Neil. I'm not imagining it. You're not thinking of doing anything real stupid, are you?
No, Cindy. I am not thinking of doing anything stupid.
Because things aren't so bad, really. It'll take time to pay the money we owe, but we'll pay it.
Of course we will. And now I have to go.
No, Neil. I don't know what's going on, but whatever it is, it's wrong. Either you tell me or I drive to Wichick Cove. Dollars? Stuffing to old orange juice cartons?
That's how they operate.
Oh.
The last time, it was old milk cartons. And now you know the whole story. Now you know why I'm doing it.
But Neil, I...
I've got no more time to waste, Cindy. You stay here. Don't answer the phone and don't talk to anyone. Not until I get back.
Die technische vaardigheid van die ou meester en ons streven naar die beste leef voort in die vervaardiging van Rembrandt van Rijn. Die meesterstuk, een sigaret.
Before you go on holiday, have your speedy man check your exhaust. It won't cost a cent and could save you a headache. If your exhaust needs replacing, your speedy man will fit a reliable 12-month Triple S guaranteed Bosel exhaust. And if it doesn't need replacing, he'll be the first to tell you.
If your exhaust is letting you down, get right down to Speedy. For the fastest service, get right down to Speedy.
He's your speedy man and proud of it.
Thank you. I think I should take care of those cartons, Lieutenant.
Okay, hold it right there.
But this is an outrage. We are members of the Soviet UN mission. We come to this call for peace and quiet.
Well, we can guarantee you that in jail. And the penalty for espionage is life imprisonment, just in case you hadn't heard.
You are making a terrible mistake. And you will pay for it.
Correction. You made the mistake, and you'll pay for it.
Nice work, Lieutenant Howard.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad it's all over. I was biting my fingernails in case something would follow it up at the last minute.
Well, now you can relax. We got all the evidence we need.
Suspense.